it would work would be is that the road would have private owners, and they would be interested in its profitability and in people using it. If people didn't use it, it would not be profitable, so it would not be provided. There wouldn't be any bridges to nowhere under private ownership. The essence of private ownership would be, first, that people would have to pay for what they use, but second, they would get what they're prepared to pay for. And then the concept of profit and loss would come in. If roads in Alabama became very profitable, this would attract more money to roads in those areas, and they would be expanded. If, on the other hand, there were roads that were not carrying traffic and were not profitable, there would be less investment coming in, and maybe roads would even be allowed to deteriorate and disappear. So there would be a system that would be tailored to what users wanted and not tailored to the political system.
And would be sensitive to market forces, basically.
That's right. Now, you mentioned toll roads and payments. Obviously, one does not envisage people having to stop and put money into coin boxes. The payment would be automatic, the same way that it is with telephones now. But I don't want to give the impression that one has to have a new payment system to involve the private sector. Even under the present system, with a dedicated highway fund fed by fuel taxes, one can envisage that going into, say, a fund in Alabama, and then being used to fund private road companies. So they would take the money from that fund instead of by collecting it themselves through electronic means or what have you.
In the past decade, the private sector has begun to develop express toll lanes in many parts of the United States here. I'm thinking specifically in California, the first express toll lanes with variable tolls electronically collected. How's that going?
Well, it seems to be going very well. The express toll lanes, the first ones, were added in the median of an existing road. And the existing lanes were all-purpose and free and remain all-purpose and free. These were additional lanes put in, and they are added capacity. There is congestion-free travel offered on those lanes at all times. Women tend to use them more than men for reasons that are not clear. Maybe their time is more valuable. They are used by all members of all income classes, and I think that they are a big success. Also, they even benefit those who do not use them, because by having some people go to these express toll lanes, there's less traffic on the general purpose lanes.
We're based in Birmingham here, where there are not any toll roads. There are a lot of problems with congestion and traffic, and we're trying to find solutions in this community to some of these issues. I'm wondering what advice you would offer to local leaders here as they consider their options, and what you would tell them about the advantages and disadvantages of privatization, and what they should be thinking in terms of timelines and how to perhaps think about encouraging privatized roads.
Well, I think the first thing I would say is before thinking of privatized roads, think of commercialized roads. In other words, think of the idea that even if the state is running them, people have to pay for them, and they have to pay for themselves as if they were private. Point number two, I would look around and see where there is spare right-of-way next to existing congested roads, and I would then add lanes, either in the median or on the sides, lanes that have to be paid to be used.
Well, Mr. Roth, thank you very much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure, and good luck with your roads.